You are having an awesome time in the presence of the Lord Almighty, and that you continue to be blessed. Amen and amen.
David Alden.
On Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking at Psalm 23 for the devotional. And once again, we are looking at verse 4. And it says this: even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. On Friday's program, we looked very deeply at this particular verse. And we realized that if we trusted God completely, if we put all of our trust in Almighty God, then when we're going through that darkest valley, just by virtue of the fact that Jesus is there with us, and we know that He is the light of the world, and the verse says darkest valley, that means there's no light there. As soon as Jesus shows up, He lights the entire thing up. And if we're trusting Him, we then can see our way out. We can see the exit route. He even goes on to say, the psalmist goes on to say, that the Lord is his rock and staff. And that rock and rod, rather, and staff protect and comfort him. Just think about that. So you're in this dark place. And I've just found out a friend of mine is in an incredibly dark place. Her own child, she's just found out, has a brain tumor. We were praying for that this afternoon. She clearly is in a very, very dark place. But listen, God's rod and his staff are there to protect and comfort her. God's rod and his staff are there to protect you as you are going through this dark valley. Now, if it's dark, you can't see the dangers. And there will be dangers, because your enemy, the evil one, does not want you to get out of this valley. He wants you to stay there as long as physically possible, because then he feels that he is winning the battle. Let me tell you, Satan has lost the battle, beloved. And when you get into that situation, you need to turn to Satan and you need to tell him his future. He will not like it. Because he often reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Why? Because you have Almighty God, because you have Jesus, the Son of God, standing by your side, in that dark valley with you. I've been in the dark valley many, many times in my life. I've also been in the pit. And I had a vision, or not a vision, but a sense, that Jesus was in that pit with me, and I couldn't see his white raiments because it was covered in mud and mire. Why? Because he decided to get in there with me to help me come out. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Two things here. The word protection. That rod is there to protect you. You may well be too weak to be wearing your armor through the circumstance that you find yourself in. And therefore, because you are too weak to wear your armor and it's dark, you can be taken out like that. The click of a finger, you can be taken out. But because Jesus is there, and you are not alone, and now that darkness is not dark, but it's beginning to get lighter and lighter and lighter, You know this, that word protection in the psalm. The rod is going to protect you. The Father is going to protect you. The Son is there to protect you. And because you're weak, as you've traveled through this dark valley, all on your own without calling for God, because you are weak, not only is He going to completely shroud you so that you cannot be damaged in any way, shape, or form, you cannot be injured anymore, because now you are fully protected. Here's the wonderful thing. Not only are you going to be protected, but beloved, you're going to be comforted. And if you're weak and injured, and even dying, isn't it wonderful to know that there is someone there that will comfort you? When I'm not well, the one thing I need is to be comforted, because I hate being ill. Just to know that someone is there to wrap their arms around me and comfort me and say, it's going to be okay. That's what Jesus does. He wraps His arms around me and He says, David, it's okay. Let me comfort you. Let me hold you in my arms. Let me love you with a love that you don't even understand. And as I comfort you, let me completely surround you so that you are totally and utterly protected. I believe the Lord wants that for you right now. Father, protect and comfort your beloved people as they go through their darkest valley. In Jesus' name I pray. On we go with music now. This is Rexall Church, and To Love the Lost is the title. I pray that that is a comfort and a protection to you as you hear God's word here on